Hi, I'm Julie Macken, and we are once again talking about social justice. It is amazing what you can learn if you read things. My colleague, Dr. Michael Walker, who you'll hear from shortly, came across an article in a fairly obscure legal publication, actually fabulous publication, but slightly obscure, that made the point that it looks like AUKUS, and yeah, I'm sorry, we're talking about AUKUS again, because let's face it, it's the 800-pound gorilla that is absorbing all light and energy for the kind of next three decades, really. But anyway, came across a thing that said the American Public Service, they have this research body where they help their people make good decisions for America. And this particular publication had suggested that, you know, the whole thing about AUKUS being a three-step project, you know, first US and Australia and the UK set up a bit of a confab in WA, and then we get some nuclear-powered submarines, Virginia class, from the US. And the third step is the UK helps us build our own AUKUS submarines, right, in about 20 or 30 years, long way down the track. Anyway, all of which, I hate to remind you, will cost $400 billion from you and I. Well, that's what they're saying now. But, you know, we know all about overruns of major projects. So $400 billion today, who knows where that's going to end up. Anyway, this publication said, look, why bother with the whole step two and step three? From America's point of view, it makes more sense actually not to get Australia to build AUKUS submarines and the UK to get involved and all that kind of busy argy-bargy stuff. Let's just stay with step one, where the US takes over the West Australian, is it Garden Island in WA, where the sub base is? Anyway, the US takes over the WA marine submarine base and just runs their submarines out of that, and don't worry about AUKUS. Don't worry about any of that, which, you know, slightly high-handed. A bit of a, hang on, this is still Australia, like Western Australia isn't actually America. So we read that and thought, well, that's exciting. Frees up $400 billion to do a whole lot of really amazing stuff. And then you keep reading the report, and at the end the report says, oh, by the way, if Australia aren't going to pay $400 billion for submarines they're never going to get, and basically we're going to use Western Australia as our own base, they can just buy some stuff, other stuff, to help us, not obviously big, scary stuff, but they can buy, you know, bombers and things like that with the $400 billion that we can incorporate into our own army. So that's exciting, isn't it? And none of us have had any chance to discuss any of this because it hasn't actually seen the light of day yet in any media reports, which should be cause for concern for all of us, because this is the most expensive thing Australia will ever buy.
Thanks, Julie. The one thing that might be said to be gratifying about this discovery is that, you know, the Americans aren't stupid. They've realized they can't actually produce these submarines any faster. So someone's gone and said, well, what's the good of, at the end of the day, there's only going to be so many Virginia-class submarines being produced. Why aren't they all in the US Navy? And why are we giving three of them to another country who may or may not use them according to our wishes? So they've just said, why don't we just scrub that, have them all in the US Navy, and just, thanks very much, give us the base at Western Australia. One thing that would be nice out of this is Australia would get to keep the $400 billion. And as we've said before on this podcast, you know, $400 billion is way more than many large-scale projects that politicians routinely, you know, claim are impossible. Massive increases in public housing, high-speed rail, big nation-building projects that politicians, like, don't even go there. But submarines, not only is it a sacred cow that you can't question, the decisions being made about it are just not even put on the public record. You had to discover them by going to the US Congress, who are making these decisions for us. Now, there is, believe it or not, there is a precedent for another country who signed on to get American nuclear submarines in, you know, a rush of blood to the head in the late 80s, heady days, end of the Cold War. But then cooler heads prevailed, and 2 years later, they realized this is ridiculous and cancelled the program, and that was Canada. And once again, did you know that? Like, in this major piece of national policy, no one's ever brought that up. So it's a bit of a worry. Why is it that the first time you're hearing about this is from us and not from, you know, one of our major newspapers and the journalists who are paid to cover this?